To really apply an excellent strategy planning process involves two things: data and then the actual process of planning. And what I mean by that is the homework. Senior teams oftentimes will go into a planning session without really having taken a look at their organization or collected market information or competitive intelligence. So they're in a planning room reliant almost 100% on their own opinions and their own past experience. And this, unfortunately, can lead to a flawed planning outcome because past experience really is not a great predictor of future success. So while opinions are important, and certainly experienced leaders, you know, have gut instincts and they have great ideas about what the future should look like, you really need to apply, you know, some really pretty intense data around current capabilities within your company and also what that external marketplace looks like. So that's all the data. Then secondly, to ensure a great outcome is actually the planning. So if it's an offsite session, for example, of a day and a half or 2 days, it's what occurs obviously within those 2 days that determines success. And I go into some detail in the book around, you know, what that means, but certainly to have a very effective facilitated session and you have a way to vet ideas. So typically there's a brainstorming and the team, you know, sort of envisions what the future could be, and they come up with a list of strategic initiatives that could take them into that future. Then, most importantly, there needs to be a prioritization and a limiting of what will be done within a given business cycle.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.